Hello, my name is Barry Ingram, and today I'd like to confirm that it is a good idea to incorporate your company, your trading company, if at all, your profits to increase above £30,000. That's profits, that's sales, less expenses and your purchases, and all other allowable expenses, and leaving with profits to tax. Now, there's lots of things to think about when you incorporate your company. Initially, you're going to think about things like names. They may not be available, or an applicable name which suits your company when it comes to advertising. But the main thing to think about when you're incorporating a limited company, it is a separate entity. It's a new being. I always say it's a baby that's born, so therefore it has its own liabilities when it comes of age. Of course, it comes of age the soon as you incorporate, it then can be traded from. And depending on the part of the year, the part of the tax year, it matters then when you disclose your profits. Just think about the income tax year runs from the 6th of April, sorry, every year to the 5th of April the following year. So if you incorporate your company on the 1st of May, it will finish the year for that company on the 30th of April the following year. So that puts us into a new tax year to work out the profits and disclose it to the HMRC in your personal self-assessment. You will not be able to know because your accounts would not be prepared until your whole company year is finished. So you're kind of missing a whole tax year on the income that you're providing yourself from the company, or if any. So your next tax year will of course be nil income, although you've used some money if there were active profits, and the following tax year will include any profits from your limited company. So confusing, yes. But it's all about being able to disclose your profits, and you can't do that till you prepare your accounts. Meanwhile, you'd have had some self-employment in that previous year before you incorporate, or some employment from another employer. So in the tax year that follows, before the end of the company year, you're going to have to disclose a bit of income, interim. So that would just be your employed month for the 6th of April to the 1st of May or the 30th of April before your company started. And that's just simply adding in your P60 details or your self-employed details, sales less expenses. It's a short tax year, short income report. So the first year becomes a bit, what's going on? Nothing's being submitted. It does feel like that, but you've got to look at how you're operating your company in that year, just making sure you're using proper software. Cash flow software is what I provide free of charge to all my clients. I give you full training to make sure you put the details in, and the VAT returns are then, looked after for you because there's automation there. Putting the software in, software transactions in, is important because then you can work out your proper expenses and across the year work out whether you're making any money and analyze things in the right order. I'm here for you, of course. Liaising over the telephone, sharing screens, sitting one to one at a good social distance. The software that we use is Cashflow, as I mentioned earlier, and that's available through the internet, through the browser, on your phone as an app. You can make invoices up. And of course, the biggest problem with starting your company is making invoices and not producing numbers in number order. So you go and use Word or something and just do a copy. Resave it to a different name, changing details and forget to renumber it, and the VAT column is incorrect, and the calculations go a little bit out of order. And then, of course, the additions are not there, and you leave something in there from the previous invoice. And all these things are just building up, never looking at it again to the year end, or the accountant looks at your stuff and goes, oh, some problems. Software looks after all that. We're making tax digital. Is regulation now from the regulatory authorities to make sure that all invoices are electronically stable, secure, and listed. So therefore, it's all there for you to review when it comes to year end, or every week, or every month, or when to do it, to tax returns, limited company preparation, and of course your VAT returns. You see, there's another thing that we do also. Once you've passed one full tax year, we've got to think about you being paid most efficiently, and that's payroll. Payroll is set up. Part of my services, I'll do that for you. And it's just like being employed. You are then being employed as a director of your company. So you're an individual and the company's an entity. So you get employed. And we make sure that you're getting an income as a payroll, being deducted tax if necessary, if it's a slightly higher wage. But we try and aim for a wage, a salary, which is just about enough to clear and get you a national insurance credit, a free national insurance credit to paying your national government pension contributions. That then, when you retire, if you just do that, national insurance contributions, free credits, you'll get your full allowance when you become allowed to get your government pension at 65 or a little bit above that these days. And it's all changing. So that amount is £719 a month. That's just above the national insurance levels to get your credit without paying for it. So that's a free national insurance credit. 719 is just above £8,000 a year. And that doesn't get you taxed because taxable pay is above 12,000. If you were to be paying yourself more or just about 12,000, why not? Because it's free of tax, but you'd then start paying a little bit of national insurance. No longer a free credit, it's actually a payable credit. So that's why we make sure we produce payslips, prepare your payroll, get the Inland Revenue PAYE reference numbers, set it up properly. I look after your payslips because, you know, sending these to clients, they tend to lose things. I'm always here for you to give you those payslips when you need them. But we just look after them for you for any reasons, such as getting yourself a mortgage or producing dividends, slips and things. I'm always here. So anyway, hopefully that's interested you or gave you a bit of information about limited companies and the setup. All the nitty gritty things like doing the technical bits, paperwork, getting forms and everything else on the startup, I'll handle that for you. You just need to know the principle behind it. It's incorporate. Get a bank account with the incorporation certificate at hand. One director at first, so the banks think it's just easier to set up. We can add myself just as a little bit of support as a director for a little later on to make sure I can talk to the Inland Revenue Services. Once I've got the agency all up and running, we can make sure that I use my services as an agent only, remove the director part of it again. Not shareholding. Shareholding is the one for the dividends. Just direct aside for a bit of help and assistance. Anyway, enough for now. Been just over 8 minutes there. And my name's Barry Ingram. Please discuss anything you wish by calling me on 01206 503 155, 503 157 and 07908 228472. And of course, it's Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, at barryingram.co.uk. Remember, when I spell my name, it's B-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.